Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Jesus said this in John chapter 3, and I believe it's verse 6. He says, "That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh." Are they putting these scriptures up there? Isn't that wonderful? "That which is spirit is spirit. That which is flesh is flesh." You know what he's saying? That the flesh, and the term flesh as used there, is talking about just the natural part of you, your physical body and your physical natural mind. It cannot operate in the spirit realm. You know, if you want to see if your hair is combed, you don't go by how you feel. You know, right now, I hope my hair is combed. But I don't have any way of proving that my hair is combed. I can't go by how it feels whether my hair is combed. Did you know that I have never seen my face? I've seen a reflection of my face. I've seen a picture of my face. But with my two eyes, I have never looked at my face. You have never seen your face outside of a picture or a reflection. And you just trust what you see. You trust that image, but you haven't seen it directly. How do you know that that image is correct? You know, we were just at a hotel. I forgot whether this was in St. Petersburg or England or someplace, but we... Anyway, one says St. Petersburg, the other one says Buxton. But we were at a hotel. Oh, it was... the one I'm thinking about is in Uganda. We were at a hotel in Uganda. And when you looked in this thing, it made you look this wide. Everything in it was distorted. And you know what? If I went by what I saw in that mirror, I would be really upset with the way I looked. But I knew that what I was seeing wasn't what I normally saw. And so I rejected that image. But how do you know that the mirror that you're looking in is correct? Haven't you ever seen a mirror that makes you look fat or one that makes you look tall and skinny? How do you know that what you're looking at is actually true? I'm not trying to get you to doubt what you see in the mirror. But I'm just saying that, you know what? You are taking a step of faith to look at a reflection and to say, that's me. And then when you want to see if your hair is combed, you don't go up by how it feels. You look at the mirror, and whatever you see, you take action based on what you see. And in the soulish realm, how do you know what's going on in the soulish realm? You just know. You know if somebody's upset you and if you're angry and if you're mad or if you're glad or whatever. You just are in touch with this. But the spirit, again, John 3, 6 says spirit is spirit. Flesh is flesh. You cannot tell what's going on in your spirit by any of your five senses. You can't tell it. How do you know what's going on in the spirit? In James chapter 1, let me turn over and find the exact verse. But James chapter 1, in verse 23, it says, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, that man shall be blessed in his deed." That verse is saying that the Word of God is like looking in a spiritual mirror. If you want to see if your hair is combed, you can't go by how it feels. You just look and you act appropriately. If you want to see what your spirit is like, you can't go by how you feel. There are some of you that don't feel any power. You don't feel the presence of God. You don't feel joy and peace. And so because we don't feel it, we think, well, God, where are you? And we go to praying prayers like, oh, God, just come down and meet with us today. Do you know that is a stupid prayer? And yet that's prayed all of the time. You know why people pray? Because they don't understand this truth that we're talking about, spirit, soul, and body. They think, well, I don't feel anything. Nobody has screamed and yelled. Nobody is shouting. Nobody's falling on the floor. I don't have a goosebump. Do you use goosebump over here? I don't have a tingling going up and down my spine. I don't feel the presence of God. And so because we can't feel it and we can't see God with our physical eyes, then we say, oh, God, come and be with us. And we spend great amount of time pleading and asking God to send His power. And the Bible says, the spiritual mirror says, that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. But because we aren't looking in the spiritual mirror and aren't taking the word of God, we're going by what we feel. We're trying to perceive spiritual truth and reality with only physical means. And so we're praying prayers that are contrary to what the word says. And we're saying, God, come and be with us. God is always with us. He never leaves you nor forsakes. And yet somebody said, but I don't feel anything. That doesn't mean God isn't here. It just means that you aren't very smart. It just means that you are trying to discern spiritual truth by physical things. And spiritual things are spiritual and physical things are physical. If you want to see if your hair is combed, you aren't going to find any scripture that tells you about it. You have to go look in a mirror. But if you want to see what your spirit's like and find out what you're like in the spirit, you aren't going to find any physical mirror that will tell you what you're like. You aren't going to be able to feel it in any tangible way. You've got to get to where you take God's word and use it just as surely as you look in a mirror or any of these things. And you've got to learn that there is a spirit part to you. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then the next verse, verse 18 says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto God by himself. The scripture says that when you get born again, old things pass away. All things become new. Now, some people see, try and understand this, and they think, well, you know, I was a drunk before I got saved. I used to cuss before I got saved. I used to lust before I got saved. And they realize that this is wrong, and so they ask God to come into their life and change them, and they think that just instantly they are going to no longer have the desire for getting drunk, they'll no longer lust, they'll no longer commit adultery, they'll no longer be bitter and angry. And when they still see some of these things happen in their body, then they get confused and wonder, am I truly saved? But you can tell that this is not talking about your body being saved. Your body's not saved. It says if you are in Christ, that's talking about being born again, old things passed away, all things become new. That's not talking about your physical body. If you were fat before you got saved, you're still going to be fat after you get saved. Your body doesn't change. Amen. Many of us would love for God to just instantly give us a glorified body, but the scripture says that that's off in the future. We have a glorified body promised to us. We are going to have another body that is not subject to the same problems that we have now. But that hasn't happened yet. And so that's off in the future. So you can tell by observation that your body is not the part that this is talking about. And you can also tell that your soul is not the part that this is talking about. The soulish part of you is your mental, emotional part. And if you weren't too smart before you got saved, you still aren't going to be smart after you get saved until you begin to start trusting God and renew your mind. But your old thoughts don't instantly pass away and everything become new. It would have been wonderful if God would have given us a brand new brain when we got saved, but it didn't happen. The scripture talks about how you have to change yourself and transform yourself by the renewing of your mind out of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And so we have to change it. So just by observation, you can tell that your physical body is not the part of you that's saved because it's not old things passed away, all things become new. You can tell that your soul, your mental, emotional part is not the part of you that's saved because old things didn't pass away and all things become new. So what's left? The spirit. The spirit part of you is the part that when you got born again, your spirit was completely changed. You are totally transformed. But again, you can't feel your spirit. You can't feel these spiritual realities in just your physical senses. And so because we haven't felt it, and most people haven't been taught the Word of God properly, most Christians don't really think that there is much that's taking place right now. We sing songs about when we all get to heaven, what a day that's going to be, in the sweet by and by. But for the rough now and now, you're just stuck. Amen. Most Christians are waiting on heaven to start so that they can really start experiencing victory. But here's some of the things that God taught me that just really changed my life. That in the spirit, your spirit is right now as perfect, as pure, as complete as Jesus' spirit. You have His power, His anointing, His mind. Everything I'm saying right here can be backed up by Scripture. I'm just not giving you the references so that I can make this point, and then I'll be coming back to these things all day. But you are identical to Jesus in your spirit. You don't need more faith. The Bible says you have the faith of Christ already. And yet one of the things I hear Christians praying all of the time is, oh God, I know faith works. I just don't have enough. Oh God, give me more faith. There was twice His disciples asked Him that, and in both times He says, you don't need more faith. Use what you've got, a grain of mustard seed amount of faith. A smallest amount of faith you can get is enough faith to cast a tree into the ocean without ever touching it, just by speaking to it. You don't need more faith. You've already got the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of you. You've got to, first of all, begin to acknowledge what you already have.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
This is Andrew sharing with all of our listeners to our radio program that we have begun producing our radio programs now from live teachings that I've made at our Gospel Truth Seminars. And the offers that we're making at the end of our program are really unique to our radio ministry. This is different from my television programs. We used to take the radio programs from the TV programs, but now we are taking them directly from these live meetings. And one of the benefits of this is that most of the product offers that we are offering you are CDs and DVDs taught directly from these live gospel truth seminars. This is the only way that we're offering these is through the radio. So it'll be something that'll be unique. It'll be a blessing to you. Please take advantage of our new live broadcast.